I knew the Bible stories, but I didn't know how they all fit together, and they definitely didn't guide my life decisions. So when I hit college, I fell away from my faith for years. It just wasn't a priority. I wanted to do things on my own, but as you can probably guess, that didn't work out so well. So in my mid-20s, I hit a really low spot. It seemed like everything was falling apart for me, and I ran to God. I ran to Scripture. One day I dedicated myself to it, saying that I was going to spend the next 2 years going all in and studying as much as I can. And I was like, God, if you're real, show me. And that one phrase, God, if you're real, show me, changed my life. I fell in love with Scripture. I fell in love with worship and spending time in His presence. And over the next few years, He showed me just how real He was. And since then, my passion for Scripture has only grown. And now I want to help you fall in love with the Word of God as well. And I really believe that it starts right here. It starts with understanding the basics of the Bible. So then when you're reading Genesis or Malachi or Luke or Revelation, you know what's going on. So in the first part of this lesson, we're going to start with the basics, because how many of us know that if we build a solid foundation and stack each one of the next sessions on top of it, our faith is going to be strong, it's going to be unshakable, and we'll finally have a solid foundation of Scripture that will help us fall more in love with Jesus for the rest of our lives. I want to say that I'm so proud of you for taking this next step in your faith seriously. And I believe God is going to speak to you immensely as we get into it, just like He did with me. So first things first, what is the Bible? Have you ever thought about that? What it actually is? Or do we just accept the fact that it's the Christian holy book, and maybe you've never read it before, so you think that it's just a bunch of rules and wisdom on how to live a life that's pleasing to God? Well, yes, there are rules and wisdom and stories, but the Bible is so much more than that. It's complex and it's beautiful and it's truly a work of literary genius. The Bible isn't even one book, even though it looks like it is. It's actually a collection of 66 books, or if you're Catholic or Eastern Orthodox, it's even more. These 66 books are split into two major sections called the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament is all about how God calls a group of people to be set apart for relationship with Him. They're called Israel. Then you have the New Testament, which is the story of how God sends His Son, Jesus, to be the Savior of the world and to get His plan back on track because humanity decided to do things on their own without God's involvement. Now, our Old Testament contains all of the same books as the Jewish Hebrew Bible because Jesus was actually Jewish, and Christianity is the simple fact that we claim Jesus to be the long-awaited Messiah that the Jewish people expected to come. That's the difference between us, and we're going to get into that a lot more when we learn about Jesus in session 5. But it's something important to know as we get into the Old Testament, because the Old Testament isn't just Jewish history, it's now our history as well. So the Old Testament, or Hebrew Bible, contains 39 books written in Hebrew and Aramaic and can be divided into 5 major sections. You have the Torah, or it's also called the Pentateuch or the Law, and that's the first 5 books of the Bible. Then you have the history books, outlining the history of Israel as a nation. Then there's a bunch of beautiful poetry, showing how God's people have expressed themselves over generations. Then there's the prophets, which are major prophets and minor prophets. The major ones aren't more important, they're just called that because of how much bigger they are than some of the minor ones. Something that can be really confusing as you read through the Old Testament is that it isn't organized in a chronological way, so that can be very confusing if you never knew. That's why this course is so important, for you to understand the timeline, so when you're reading a book like Amos or Obadiah or 1st and 2nd Chronicles, you'll know what is happening and how they fit into the storyline of history. When the Old Testament ends, the storyline actually takes a break for about 400 years. It's often called the 400 years of silence because God wasn't speaking through people, but He was definitely still moving. So after the 400 years, the second section of the Bible picks up with the story of a man arriving in the Galilee region who is claiming to be the Messiah. He was God in human form and was there to redeem the world and restore everything to God's original plan. His name is Jesus, and He's our Savior. So in this New Testament block of books, you'll see that there are 27 books, mainly written in Greek.